got there, before we could get out of the car, there was a whole lot of cars with people in them. Couldn't figure out why. And so, about that time, here came a mother, Elk, and her baby. They were coming down to get a drink. And then, I heard in the paper, a week or less later, that somebody had shot baby Elk. I imagine it was that one that we saw.
And this was on Bear Lake?
I don't know. That's a new building.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to add more onto it. It's very big now. That's Beer Mountain. Holly came up here to go sleigh riding. We didn't have hardly any snow, so we came up this canyon to about this point. And we went downhill. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Trips you and Papa went on together.
Well, they went to California because he was stationed there. And we lived there until he had enough points to get out of the Army. You had to have a discharge to people by the number of points. And you got so many if you were married, and you got so many if you had children, and you got so many for every year you'd been overseas. Anyway, I remember he had 41 points, whatever that. And so we didn't, I don't think there was much for him to do at the camp. But I had to get a job and work there if we wanted to live in this inexpensive trailer park that the government owned. And
so what did you
we
do?
We rode bicycles everywhere. We had no car. I don't think we bought them. I think we rented them or something, medically. I remember we went on some sightseeing tours.
Where did you go to?
Someplace around Lompoc, California. I remember we went to a mission and looked around, but that's the only place I remember seeing.
What, where did you work when you had to work?
At the Army Post. These were Army trailers, so you had to be working there. And the trouble is, the job I had was not much. And they were winding down, so it was even less. And I sat at a desk to work, and over this way, slightly catty-cornered, was the lieutenant who was responsible for the work that we did. And when you're not very busy, it's awfully hard to pretend to pretend. I just killed myself trying to be busy. And but we had to walk to town to get groceries. So we walked everywhere. The camp was out of town. So it wasn't a very good arrangement, but it was the best we could figure out.
What kind of things did you do in the office?
In the work?
Yeah, when you had work.
Well, they supposedly kept the inventory of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so if somebody needed something or took something for some reason, supposedly I got a notification so I could change the records that we we, instead of having 20 on hand, we only had 19. They weren't doing a lot of that. You know, it was probably during the war that was a big deal. But at the point that I went, the European war was over and the bomb had been dropped on Hiroshima. And so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like it had been, I'm sure.
What kind of work did Papa do?
Well, that was a good question. I don't know that he had a... after he was at Lompoc, I think he got a couple of leaves to work at a nearby plant. It just wasn't enough for people to do. But you had to wait till you had 41 points, whatever other people had. And, anyway, he did just a variety of things, whatever needed to be done. I don't think he had a specific job. But he worked at something, Mansfield, what was that place? He did. I don't remember.
Do you remember what you did after the war in Europe was over? Did you do anything to celebrate?
Well, Papa was overseas, so I didn't do much celebrating that was special like that. But he came home in middle of July, and we had a month. Anyway, sometime in July he came home from overseas, and he had a month before he had to go back. And so that was, Russell had a car, gas rationing was not in effect anymore. The war was somewhat over, and we helped buy the gas. Russell had the car, and we took a trip to Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
And Catherine, Russell never had to go because he had terrible varicose veins. And but Catherine made this big roaster like this. They used to roast chickens and stuff, this kind of size roaster. And she filled it with fried chicken. We had no refrigeration. I don't know how we didn't get ptomaine poisoning or something. We just ate the chicken out of that. And we drove around the park and we saw this little
bear?
Yeah, but it was a baby bear. I was trying to think of what you call the baby.
Cub?
Is that a cub? Well, anyway, he was all by himself. So I said, oh, let's stop and I'll feed the bear. Well, I got out some bread. We had a whole big loaf of bread that we had been eating sandwiches. And why I didn't give him some chicken, I have no idea. I just didn't think of it. And so he was eating, and so Papa got out, and he was feeding him, and about that time the mother bear came down the road. So we ran for the car, and Russell had the window down. She put her head right in, so it was almost this close to Russell. And he kept saying, throw her something, give her some food. And so we'd sail this bread out through the window. But she could smell the chicken. I still didn't have sense enough to think about the chicken. And because we had to throw a lot of it away, we never could eat this, you know. It was big around and full to the top. I don't know how many chickens she fried, but we ate a lot of it. But anyway. So we got away from there. Finally, Russell was able to get away. We were very glad because the bear could get in, would have gotten in the car, I'm sure, and nibbled on us.
Did you camp and set up a tent?
We did not set up a tent, but we each had a sleeping bag. I'm not sure. I remember that we said that. Anyway, we had a sleeping bag, or a tent. we each had a, ours was just a regular one. I don't know about Catherine and Russell, they might have been two, I don't know. But we just had one sleeping bag, and we fit in it, but we didn't do a lot of turning. We both had to turn at the same time. Oh, dear.
How long was that trip?
Oh, just, you know, like a weekend. We were on leave, so anyway.
Building new rivers.
Do you want to take a look?
Yeah.
That's new, definitely.
We're talking a lot.
Yeah, but we seem to only have the weekend, so. But it was wonderful for us because we hadn't been together much.
Yeah, I imagine.
Not for many days at once.
Then what did he do at the end of July? Where did he go back?
Well, he got a whole month, so
oh,
he's
in the middle of August.
Yeah. And when I met him in Chicago, I went to the, you know, I didn't know anything about Chicago. I'd been through it, but his parents always stayed at the Planters Hotel. It was right downtown, just a small hotel. So I just went to the Planters and got a room. And then when he came, of course we didn't have any TVs or anything like that. When he came, I told him, I said, there's been a new bomb dropped. And it just wipes out places. Oh, he said, that's just propaganda. You can't believe that.
When did he believe you?
Well, when he heard the news, you know, after he thought I'd misunderstood or something. He just didn't think it could possibly be true.
What did you think about it?
Oh, I was thrilled. Because he was, when he got off of his, when he went back after his leave, he had to go to Japan. He's going to be in one of the first groups that went, you know, like they did on D-Day. So I figured he would probably make it.
But he didn't have to go to Japan. Where did he go?
Well, he just waited till he had 41 points, and then he got out of the army. And it was not the right time to go to school. The semester had already started. So my
this
dad.
Is all the new part, huh?
Yes. Well, it's been the new part since this, the top by that place by attacking innocent people and dropping bombs and that. And I'm sorry, but it's war. You know, when it's in a war, the civilians don't necessarily come out ahead. Ah, a neighbor is there. Somebody is.